Going to start you off. First thoughts this morning. This came to my attention probably in a distracting way. I like sports documentaries. I've seen one like in recent years. I can think of, boy, I watched one. Yogi Berra, Reggie Jackson. There was one on the Celtics and the Lakers. What else? There was one on Bill Russell. And so apparently there's one coming up on Netflix. Chris and Martina, the final set. And if you're older like me, heading towards 62... I can tell you that, they really battled in probably the 70s, maybe even into the 80s in terms of women's tennis. Here's the audio from the trailer of Chris and Martina, the final set.
First game, final set.
Every time I practice, I'll be practicing shots that hopefully I'll use against her.
I've done what I've always wanted to do. Right now I'm number one tennis player in the world.
That was the first real rivalry that sparked that type of interest and gave legitimacy to the women's game.
In the beginning, it was fine for me to be friends with her because I was better than her.
That hurt. I knew that I needed to be more of a killer instinct.
It was the lowest of lows in our relationship.
Chris was the enemy, and she's the one that I had to beat to get to number one.
They do some damage to each other emotionally. If you want to be great at something, you give up things. Sometimes it takes terrible things to happen for you to realize how you really feel about things.
The goal is to get free of cancer.
The second time really hit home. How precious every moment is. How precious life is.
You don't ever know how much it's going to hit you one way or the other, you know? She's still scared.
Some of the strength in my tennis comes into play with my cancer.
They were battling a war forever on the tennis court. And now, in life, they're trying to save each other.
This is about life or death now.
There's no competition of whose cancer was worse. We're in the same boat.
Interesting stuff there. Chris and Martina, Chris Everett Lloyd. And Martina Navratilova, and aging and health battles, we can all face them, even the best of the best professional athletes. Coming up June 26th on Netflix, I think I'm going to watch it, yeah. Meanwhile, this is June 4th, 155th day of the year. Today in history, in 1892, the Sierra Club was incorporated in San Francisco on this day. Also... In 1896, Henry Ford took a test drive in his quadricycle, his first automobile design. And in 1912, Massachusetts passed the first U.S. minimum wage law on this day. Finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love for June 4th. Today titled, Tell People Who They're Becoming, Not Who They Were. 1 Thessalonians 5:11, encourage one another and build each other up just as in fact you are doing. Goff says, one of my favorite things about Jesus was his knack for seeing who people were becoming and helping them move in that direction. When he walked by Matthew, he didn't see a tax collector who was likely ripping people off. He saw a friend who would stick with him like a brother, one who would eventually write a book about his life. When a woman was pulled from a scandalous love affair and thrown at his feet to be scorned, he didn't see an adulteress. He saw a person who was about to begin living a better story. He knew what the power of redemption was when it was let off the leash. He knew love had the power to transform anyone, and he lived like everyone he met was in the process of turning into love. That's a great sentence. I'm going to repeat that. He knew love had the power to transform anyone, and he lived like everyone he met was in the process of turning into love. Goff says, it's easy to look past our own shortcomings because we know the person we're becoming. We know the lessons we've learned, the efforts we've made, the sleepless nights we've endured, the promises we've made to ourselves. We know our own good intentions. We're able to believe that there's hope for personal growth, even if we have a few setbacks along the way. Grant that same grace to others. Don't go for the low-hanging fruit. Start with a few of the people who may have hurt you. Maybe you thought you were moving in the same direction and they changed. Maybe you were betrayed and haven't quite healed. Jesus endured the ultimate hurt when he was nailed to a cross, and even then he proclaimed a better future for the ones who were responsible and for the thieves by his side. Jesus set the example for us. Tell people who they're becoming, not who they used to be. Today's question, who will you encourage today with words of affirmation? Yes, who will you encourage today with words of affirmation?
It began as Tuesday trivia. It continued as Win It Wednesday. We have now reached Try It Again Thursday, trying to give away two OneFest tickets, full event with parking, courtesy of Cabin Coffee Altoona. And we are starting to stack the clues, Alvo.
We sure are. Our first clue was, have we given the question?
The question, no, we haven't even said that. So, the average cost of what is $5? The average cost of this is $5. Mm-hmm. That's the original question.
All right, that was the original. You guys guessed your way through that. Then first clue came 7:45 yesterday. Not something you buy in a store.
Not something
My
you buy in
really
a store.
I was puzzled by that.
And right. The next, so again, the average cost of this is $5, but this is not something you find or buy in a store. Mm-hmm. This is also not a food.
That's the new clue.
That's the new clue, yes.
In between, the cost of this has skyrocketed over the years.
Yes, so the cost of this has gone up over the years. It's not something you find or buy in a store, and it is not a food.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's what you got. Deal with it. You guys want to win OneFest tickets. Who doesn't? I'd want to, but we're hosting the show. So 723-255-7235-55. The phones light up. Please keep the clues in mind. We're trying to help you. To the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
All right, Vicky.
Did you say the last clue was it's not a food?
It is. Yep, not food related, not a food.
Okay. Okay, I couldn't quite hear what you said.
Uh-huh.
Okay, how about ATM out-of-network fees?
ATM out-of-network fees, all right.
Interesting thought, and that is not it. Thank you. Good try.
715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. Mark and Vicky both trying here a number of times. What do you got for us?
How about what the tooth fairy? Mom and dad leave behind under a pillow when a kid loses a tooth.
Here's the thing. Quick story time. I remember, like, I got a quarter as a kid, and I had a Berenstain Bears book where it was, like, a nickel or a dime, I think. And so I thought that was good, like 25 cents. But the average cost of this $5 is a tooth fairy reward.
Yes, it is.
You're going to OneFest.
Congratulations, Mark. How did you figure that one out?
I don't know. I was wide awake in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. with the kids and lying in my pillow. And then I thought, hey, under your pillow, it could be something.
But is it $5?
I know.
$5 for a tooth?
Yeah. That's a whole amount of teeth that could add up quick.
I know, for sure. You can almost pay for their college with that. Not really.
Mark, we had another clue all lined up for 7:45, but we don't need it because you got it. Way to go.
Wow, thank you so much.
Fantastic job. Hang on the line. We will get those OneFest tickets sent right to you. Again, courtesy of our friends at Cabin Coffee Altoona, one of our great OneFest coverage sponsors. We are your hometown OneFest station, WWIB.
Well, Caleb, there are so many different variety of apples, and we know the old saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Is one actually the best for you?
What is the best kind of apple? There's a study on this. America's most common apple may also be its most potent when it comes to health benefits. Just don't skimp on the skin of that apple.
Aha. Yes, a Canadian government study that measured the levels of antioxidants in 8 variety of apples found that, drumroll please, Red Delicious apples contained the highest concentrations of the health-enhancing chemicals.
Yeah, and again, that's probably the most common apple and usually one of the most affordable. To get the most bang for your bite, be sure, though, to eat the apple peel. Now, I've never really had a problem with that, but I know some people want the apple peeled before they eat it, and you are missing out on a lot of the health benefits if you do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the skin of Red Delicious apples contains over 6 times more antioxidant activity than the meat of the apples. Okay, well, that's good to know.
All right, so again, have your apples, good for you, but Red Delicious may be another step up. Just make sure you don't peel the skin off.
There you go. You learned it here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. So you never know what you'll find in a lost and found. Imagine Uber's lost and found.
We hear about this in airports, right? A lot of people forgetting things at airports. But what about something that might even be more common? Car travel via Uber. And what are the things people leave behind? Uber's latest lost and found index for 2026 reveals, yeah, there's some common items, but also some pretty bizarre items that have been left behind in people's vehicles by riders.
Yeah, notable finds this year include dentures with 2 teeth.
Just 2?
Yeah. Also, how about a Donny Osmond group picture, an ankle monitor, and a sack of marbles?
The ankle monitor concerns me just a little bit. The list of unusual items also includes a mini fridge was forgotten.
A live fish?
How about a mannequin? Someone was riding in an Uber with a mannequin and left it behind.
And even a kitchen faucet.
Commonly forgotten items in Ubers continue to be phones, wallets, luggage, and keys.
Now, the most forgetful cities for Uber passengers are New York, Miami, and Chicago, with Sundays marking the peak of forgetfulness.
What's interesting is in this, there's data for everything, right?
Yeah.
The most forgetful day when people forgot the most things in Ubers was July 17th.
What's with that?
So be mindful of that.
Yeah, right.
Well, this Saturday is not only National Donut Day, right, but also it is Drive-In Movie Day, and we have kind of a history, a brief history of the drive-in movie.
Yeah, the first drive-in theater was invented by Richard Hollingshead Jr. He worked out the details by hanging a sheet for a screen in his backyard. His dad, Richard Sr., was the founder of the Wiz Auto Products Chemical Company, where Jr. worked as a sales manager.
History of the drive-in movie ahead of Drive-In Movie Day on Saturday. So Richard began to experiment in the driveway of his New Jersey home. He mounted a 1928 Kodak projector on the hood of his car and used it to project onto a screen he'd nailed to trees in his backyard. He placed a radio behind the screen for sound, then started the test again of his first initial drive-in movie idea.
Very inventive. Legend has it that as he was highly motivated to figure this out because his mom was rather large woman who found standard, narrow indoor movie theater seats incredibly uncomfortable, he wanted to create a way for her to enjoy films in the comfort of her own car.
Again, talking about Richard M. Hollingshead Jr. from New Jersey as he kicked off the drive-in movie theater. He tested sound with the windows of the car up, down, and halfway. He tested many weather conditions. Using his lawn sprinkler, he simulated a rainstorm, wow. Liked what he saw and heard, and moved forward.
One main problem did arise in his test, though. When he lined up his family cars, he realized rear vehicles were blocked. By placing blocks under the front tires at staggered distances, he worked out the exact mathematical angles needed so every row had an unobstructed view over the roof of the car in front of them. This spacing and grading layout became the core of his successful patent application filed almost 100 years ago in 1932.
Again, in advance of Drive-In Movie Day, how it all began, how drive-in movies started. And, rarer and rarer to find them out there, but you still do have drive-in movie theaters, and it is a very neat experience to be part of.
It is. I have memories from my childhood, and my kids do, too.